Hot diggity damn. Start the music.
I just did.
Hit it.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, hello, Pepsi Cola.
Hey, nobody.
Hey, Robert Newsom.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, Macarena.
Who's doing what you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Doing the all new double size digest, all new brand new Spy vs. Pie podcast.
Double digest size.
It's double actually, biggest.
It's half a digest.
It aids digestion. Yeah. I was just looking at the Pepsi Cola slogans.
Yeah.
Since 1898, apparently.
Really?
I don't know. This site called PepsiNut.com. PepsiNut does not sound as delicious as a cola nut.
No.
But according to this list, 1898. Is that true? Is that possible? Pepsi Cola.
I suppose. They had water back then.
The slogan? Brad's drink.
Wow.
They should bring that one back.
Yeah, totally. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no information on who Brad might be.
He was the cool guy in town.
Brad Pepsi.
You want to be like Brad?
Founder of Pepsi Cola. Brad Pepsi.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
Because
that'd be cool if they just named it after a cool guy who was drinking it.
Totally, man.
And that's how
like
it
whoever
on.
The whoever the coolest guy in the world is,
yeah,
he gets to be it, you know.
And the 1890s were all about Brad.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's the late 1890s, though.
Yeah. So it probably carried over.
Yeah.
Into the whatever's after that.
They were getting out of the 1890s grunge era.
1980s. Man,
which where they went to exhilarating, invigorating, aids digestion, like. It's not really like it's weird how far marketing's come, huh? Like they used to just have to tell you like what it's for.
Yeah, apply to your throat.
Oh, okay, sure. And now it's like I know what that's for. Fuck off. And like yeah. No, but it'll make you cool. Oh, really? Does Brad drink it?
It's right. Well, it's funny that now they don't. You know, they don't give you really anything in the little byline. But I mean, the thing's not even needed. I mean, you just show the little red, white, and blue, and you're like, oh, France and Pepsi in America,
And lots of things. Yeah. And Montreal Expos.
What's their current...
Here's a weird thing. Montreal, Canada, right?
Yeah.
They used to have a baseball team called the Expos, which moved to D.C. And their team colors were red, white, and blue. Not very Canadian. Yeah. And also, but I think that might have something to do with the Montreal Canadiens hockey team, whose team colors are also red, white, and blue. But they call it blue, blanc, et rouge. That's
yeah.
What, so they start, it's blue white, and red or whatever. So blue, I don't know what order. They call it a different order, but that's French and stuff. But I always found that kind of weird that Montreal's teams are always, and their football team, the CFL football team is called the Alouettes as well. And their team colors are also red, white, and blue.
I think I know what their team song is. What's Expos stand for? Is that show for something? Is that Expotriate?
I think it's about the... Expo 67 or whatever. I think the team came around or hot on the heels of the, you know, the World Expo there.
Oh.
Exposition? Expository? I don't know.
Oh, that's like the old Minnesota baseball team, the Minnesota Brads. They're just trying to cash in.
Yep, that's right. Hey, pick a year and I'll tell you...
The slogan?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, 1977.
Why'd you pick that?
No, that's when I was born.
There isn't one listed for 77, but you have a choice.
What do you mean, yes. What was the leftover?
76 or 79? So, okay, in 77, yeah. They were still using the 76. Have a Pepsi Day.
Have a Pepsi Day?
Point. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they said, that's crappy. We're going to wait for Brian to be born in 1979, and then we're going to change our slogan to Catch That Pepsi Spirit.
Hmm.
Also... later that year, apparently, is when they started the Pepsi Challenge. Take the Pepsi Challenge.
Wow.
Yep. It was a different time.
Yeah, I guess so.
They used to actually ask you, hey, try both.
Yeah.
And, you know, you be the judge. We're confident in our product now. It's like, I don't fucking buy from that Chris Farley's brother guy driving a truck.
They're not going to mention it now.
No. Give me another year. Let me look an old one.
Oh, okay. 1930.
Well, 1929, we have Here's Health.
Ah.
Here's, like, here is, you know, Here's Health.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's a good one, though, from 1928.
Here's 2 year health.
You know, I know. It's weird.
Because type was so expensive back then.
Yeah, it was all made of lead.
Yeah. So you, the 2 year, that's a whole extra.
And back then, you had to actually ingest the words to read them properly. They hadn't invented the kind of form of reading that we have today.
It was printed right on the fluid.
Yeah, you had to actually lick the page to fully understand what's going on. And that's how come everyone died of lead poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone.
1928 slogan, peps you up. I like that one.
That's good.
That's one you can use. You can use that today.
Well, like 1942, 1947.
1943, bigger drink, better taste.
Okay.
They probably had just announced
Hitler's
a larger...
Hitler's last choice. That's what it was. The last thing Hitler would drink.
Pepsi-Cola, we are not sponsoring Hitler anymore.
Yeah. Have you seen what Coke is doing?
Pepsi. Don't look at us.
Twice baked potatoes?
No, bigger drink, better taste. They're coming hot off the heels of the 1939 slogan, twice as much for a nickel.
Twice as much?
Yeah, they must have increased the bottle size or something, and they really want people to know that you're getting more for your value.
It's all glass, though.
Bigger drink, better taste.
Thicker glass.
It's a bigger drink.
Thicker glass, less moisture.
Yeah.
A heavier bottle means health.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, there's a lot more bar fights back then.
Oh, yeah.
And you needed a sturdy bottle for that.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I mean, you get in a bar fight and what do you...
Got a plastic 2 liter?
Yeah.
Boom.
They have those plastic beer bottles at sporting events now.
Oh, yeah.
They look like a regular beer bottle, but they're made of plastic.
Made of plastic.
That's kind of crappy.
It's weird, and they don't let you keep the cap. Do they let you keep the cap because they don't hear?
I don't think so. I think anything like that, they just take it off. And like, you're not taking this anywhere.
Yeah. You know what I don't like is the no lids.
The what?
When you go to the ballpark arena there.
Uh-huh.
And there are no lids on the pop.
Oh, on like the fountain pop cup thing? Yeah, they should definitely give you a lid and a straw for that.
Lid and a straw.
Especially if you have kids. Not only do kids fucking spill everywhere because they're fucking clumsy and all that.
Right.
Also, you know what? When you're a kid, the lid and the straw is just nice. It's not even just a safety or cleanliness. You know,
it's fun to do.
Yeah, it's, you know, you want a straw when you're a kid.
I think
you
want a straw in the can. First monster truck. Was it the first monster truck show we went to? Spencer dumped about 94 ounces of Sprite all down a guy's back.
Well, at least it was Sprite.
Yeah.
if you're gonna spill something of a pop on yourself, it might as well be Sprite. That should be their slogan.
I guess. It still dries sticky, though.
Yeah.
I think the best is a Sierra Mist Free. You can use that stuff to clean with. Because, I mean, it's just chemical and bubbles. It doesn't dry sticky. It dries clean.
Does it have sugar in it?
No.
Oh, free.
It's diet. Yeah. So
what are they? Is aspartame?
It's one ingredient away from dish soap.
Isn't everything, though?
And that ingredient is soap.
Let's check.
1947.
Oh, I was going to get to that. Yeah, 1947. It's a great American custom.
There we go.
That's, you know, go America.
P for Pictory.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't happen to have the Coke ones handy.
But check out this one from 1950. More bounce to the ounce.
Yeah.
Bring that one back.
No kidding.
Back in.
Well, what are we currently on? What's,
Pepsi, it's the cola.
It's the cola.
Actually, I don't know if that's the newest one. This list ends at 2003. The site could be maintained by someone who died. I have no idea.
Yeah.
This isn't from Wikipedia. One was not as comprehensive as this list.
No?
No. So, let's see here. Coca-Cola, 1904. We have delicious and refreshing. It's good.
That's one.
That's Oh, check out this one. Pepsi from 1906. Original pure food drink.
Wow.
It's just like just a list of things that it is.
Well, I suppose back then,
Food, drink.
It'd be hard to get that many calories in a single.
That's true, because if you were just drinking tea or coffee or water,
yeah,
it's probably not as many calories. And if you like, hey, have a Pepsi, it's almost like it's food.
Yep.
And back then, it probably had. Like,
well, back then calories were good,
and it probably had beef tallow in it or something.
Yeah. They proudly more calories than Coke. You know, it boasted back then.
Okay, check it out. 1942 Coca-Cola. The only thing like Coca-Cola is Coca-Cola itself.
Hmm. Yeah, that one could use some simplifying.
Yeah. Yeah. They did like, simplify Coke in 1943. At Coca-Cola. A taste all its own.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Yeah. Sort of.
1944. Mm-hmm. High sign of friendship.
Weird.
1945. Coke means Coca-Cola. What are you guys doing?
Wait, what year was that?
1945.
Hmm.
Ah, the 1947. Relax with the pause that refreshes. That's one. That's a famous
nice.
One. Yeah.
Come down from the war.
That's right. So you want to hear 1976 Coca-Cola? Coke adds life.
Yeah, I need that one.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like 1982. Coke is it.
Mm-hmm. That's a winner.
It's definitive.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I wonder if they had to start clarifying, what was that, 1945, and then like, Coke means Coca-Cola. Was that?
I think maybe because, maybe because they wanted to use...
China White means Coca-Cola.
Well, they wanted
Nose
to, like,
candy means Coca-Cola, too.
You lose, Columbia.
That's right.
Fucking try to keep up. God damn it, Coca-Cola. You're ruining our business. The other thing.
How about you getting any old Shasta slogans?
We don't have Shasta here, so I'm interested.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's. Well, there's. What's it?
Give me a beak?
Heather says it's I want a pop, 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 pop. I want a Shasta. And that's the one I remember, too.
We don't. Yeah, we don't have Shasta here, so.
Hmm.
Yeah, but we did.
What do you guys drink when you can't afford Coke or Pepsi?
RC.
Really? Is RC cheaper there?
RC Pro Am Cola. RC and Springer Cola.
It should cost double. It's got a crown on it.
I know. It sounds a lot fancier.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It should come in that little velvet satchel. Every can should have its own little pouch that it comes in, like the like that one drink.
Capri Sun?
Yeah. Oh, Brian. Oh. Speaking of Capri Sun... There's the commercials for Capri Sun. I don't know if you've seen them.
No.
But at the end of the commercial...
I think that's another thing that's pretty much America only. I remember it from...
The pouch-based drinks?
From my... Yeah, it's very underused.
This kid blows up the pouch, mm-hmm. and then steps on it. And the end of commercial is always different. It's like either all the kid's clothes blow off, or the kid disappears, or the other kid turns into a turkey or something. You know, it's a whole bunch of different... You know, because the thing pops, and it's like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So yesterday we went to the park, and then on the way back we stopped at the Blue Store. And Spencer got not a Capri Sun. He got like a...
Crappy Sun.
Old Orchard brand Capri Sun, just because he hadn't had it before. He likes to... He's more of a trier than a...
buyer.
The other thing.
What?
You know, he'd rather have something he didn't know if he'd like than some, you know, something he's never had than something he knows he loves.
That's awesome.
Which is admirable.
That's definitely
So he blew up the thing, and I was like, step on it. You know, because like in the commercial, they stomp on the thing. And, I ended up doing it because I think he tried and it wouldn't pop or whatever, mm-hmm. So I tried doing it.
Yeah.
And I stomp on this thing, and my thigh slammed into my balls when I stomped, and I just browned out from the pain, man. It was bad. It wasn't like a kick to the nuts because those are usually kind of glancing.
Yeah,
whatever,
it was like those. Just... You had the effect of that like office desk toy ball clacker deal.
Yeah.
You had that
totally.
Going on.
Yeah. All the inertia from my leg that was stomping as hard as I could on this pouch got transferred to my nuts, and it was...
You had,
the pouch did not explode. The pouch, far more resilient than my own.
Yeah. You know what they call that?
Hmm.
Entropetus.
Hmm.
No, I don't know.
Hmm. Yep. So, didn't pan out. I want to see that commercial, that version of the Capri Sun commercial now. The kid tries to step on the pouch and crushes his balls.
Yeah.
And then the rest of his family has to wait while he goes.
How about McDonald's from 1975? You can name all these ones. don't eat the bag. We do it
tastes all right today.
We do it all for you, also known as you. You're the one.
Coke and McDonald's should team up, and they should have a year where they're both of their slogans is "We're both the best."
Yeah,
you know, they could share a slogan.
Try not to have us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McCoke, you know. They should just team up. Corporate buyout.
When did McDonald's invent itself?
Let me say
founded
the 30s.
In 1940. Well, Wikipedia doesn't have very many slogans. The first one they have is 1967.
There should be a site of all the slogans of all of everything,
I know.
Right?
There probably is one.
It's like sometimes you think the internet's really got it figured out, and then other times it's like, man, you're
what are you wasting your time?
How come I can't look this up?
Yeah, I know. There's too many people doing the same thing, complaining about video games.
Ooh, that's okay. So the global government, what kinds of websites you can do. You can be like, well, I'm thinking of doing a Pokemon fan site.
Too many.
Thing, and be like, no, there's too
and
many.
And there's already ones that are better
you
than yours.
Need,
you're not going to do better.
You should focus on brake repair.
Breaker high. You know?
Yeah.
Brake parts?
Like, nope, pick something else.
Oh, okay.
Charizard, choose your own adventure. No, it's still Pokemon.
No.
You.
How about I'm in love with ROM Space Knight? Yes, you can do that site.
Yeah, there's only one of those.
Oh, God. Which you have to use archive.org to find, I think.
Really?
ROM and Me or something? ROMandMe.org got taken down.
Huh.
It may be back.
Maybe we should rehost that.
Oh, yeah, we gotta save that shit.
That'd be kind of cool. You know, a site that's just all like trolling the archive.org and, you know, salvaging the.
RomandMe.org.biz is what we'll call it. And
okay.
We'll reap all the benefits.
We're going to spell out a couple of those dots, though, right?
I think so. This is what we were talking about last night. Is you know how, like, they're opening up the domain, like, title name thing, like, where you're going to be able to make your own domains? You know?
What?
Like, instead of .com, you can have .fil or whatever, and they're selling all those shits.
Ooh.
So, we gotta buy up .com. You know what I mean?
.com?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, you have your site called, you know, it's the www will be part of your name.
Right.
And so you'll have like a www.tardpop.
That's spelled out, right?
Yes, of course.
D-O-O-B-L.
The other thing I was thinking of, what would be funny, was if you had a domain name that was spelled out Morse code.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
And the final dot is the actual dot, just to confuse people. You'd never be able to find it.
I didn't know they were selling those. So what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Who gets them?
I give up. I'm quitting the internet.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I mean, it sounds interesting.
I think we should see how much we can buy GeoCities for.
Dot GeoCities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine. Geocities. Just tell people we pronounce it Geocities, so...
Yeah.
I don't know what your
problem
is.
Kind of a modern take on there, you know? Get a little, you know, is it that orange, you know, that everyone uses?
Burnt.
You know?
Burnt umber.
Use that orange, and then you get some rounded corners
titanium
in there.
White.
A little reflection on the bottom, a little...
Oh, yeah. Make it... Okay,
geosity,
here's...
You know?
Can you make it look like the picture, the graphic, is made of some kind of clear plastic jelly substance?
That's what I meant too, yeah.
Yeah, if you can do that.
Because that's how you know it's the future.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, man, check it out. Translations, you know, McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Yeah?
In English, it's I'm loving it. The way that it's translates in Chinese comes out the literal translation. I just like it.
That's better. That's the one they should use in America.
I just like
man.
It. Come on, get up my back.
I just like
Come
it.
Come on.
Leave me alone. I just McDonald's. I just like it.
In Spanish,
I can't help myself. That's
me encanta. I love it. Literally, it enchants me.
Wow.
It's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
I like it the Brazilian one.
I like it the Brazilian.
I really love all of this. That's more, it's so much more earthy and like enthusiastic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything on the menu.
Yeah, I really love all of this. Like, this is wow, you know? Wow, man. Like, yeah.
Well, hey, listeners, you should send us your own slogans for Coke, Pepsi, and what's the other one? McDonald's.
We'll pick the best one. We'll pass that along to Super Shadow.
We'll pick all of them and read them next time.
Okay. Let's put our heads together. Turn your thinking caps on and turn your creativity dials up to 7.
Mm-hmm. But leave a little juice for your typing fingers.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, you may want to tell a joke to somebody later or something. We don't want to ruin that. We here at Spy Versus Pie don't want you to look like a fool. We don't want you to look like an ass at a party or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't specifically wish that thing. I think there's a general feeling of malaise, and I wouldn't say disdain. Malaysian. It's more like, yeah. I mean, I'm loving it. I think I'm loving it. It was great. I love that global campaign kind of thing. I thought that was really cool. The cups look nice too, with all of it in the different languages all around the cup.
Yeah, that's all right.
I like that.
I used to have a Coca-Cola shirt that my aunt gave me, like, when I was a kid, and it was Coca-Cola printed in Arabic. But you could definitely tell it was Coca-Cola because of the swoosh and the, you know, whatnot. But it was in Arabic, and it was really cool. And
I think we got a Chinese Coke shirt.
I remember getting beat up for it, so.
Well, now back then, nobody even knew what Arabs were.
Nope. Except for Oliver North.
Yeah, wait, when you were a kid? I don't know. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, back in the 60s.
Right. Well, cool.
What?
All right.
Okay.
Well, take it easy, Brian. That was our one topic half digest.
Wow, that's it, huh?
Crumb size, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think the next show we'll talk about, we'll talk about rum.
Rum?
Rum. And,
yes. Sailor Jerry?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. I remember that.
Okay, good.
I want that to be a sponsor of my life. I'm going to write him a letter and be like, hey.
All right. Well, next time we'll do the All Booze Spectacular.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Man.
Well, hey, everybody.
Do the thing we said.
To the max.
To the max of bipedal.
And everybody knows about it. I want
My sister's oldest kid is almost to the point of being fully totally trained. He still pees in the yard, but he goes and does it in the corner. And
well, that's good.